You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 256. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we're going to talk some Leaf hockey.
I think I just threw out a wink and a gun there. Haven't done that, I don't think, but.
Good gun.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk only one game.
That reminds me. I saw Ice-T at Warped Tour in the 90s. All right.
I don't know. Did you?
I did. Yeah. You know what? Okay. I mean, you know Ice-T? Now he's on Law and Order.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I was front row.
I think you ever told me this one.
I was front row at the Ice-T concert. I was just a teenager, and he came out and he got down on one knee right in front of me. And he's like, yo, motherfucker, what does Ice-T never leave home without? And I was like, I don't know, your wallet?
I would say bitches.
And he was like,
maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, this is what he said. And
women?
So I said, I was like, your wallet? Because I'm an idiot. And he's like, no, man, my dick in my gun, bitch. Boom. And then he went into a song, and I was like, that makes more sense.
His dick and his gun. Okay. So I was more in the ballpark, I think. But anyway,
that just made me think of it.
Now he's doing like, I just saw him doing a commercial the other day for.
He's on Law and Order, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on Law and Order, but he's doing a new commercial. I literally just saw it a day ago. What the fuck was he advertising? I can't remember. Maybe it'll come to me, but it was like something you wouldn't expect him to be advertising. But anyway, he's still one slick motherfucker. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Like he's never been not cool. He's been cool his entire life. Like, think about that. So, and he'll be cool as long as he lives. So yeah,
it was a great show. He put on a great show. And then Eminem came out after and just completely blew him out of the water. He was so good.
I've never seen
Eminem
was
so good.
Never seen him live.
And this is like before Ice-T was big, but this is before Eminem was like huge.
Well, if he's playing the Warped Tour, I mean, the Warped Tour back then wasn't exactly like the most popular tour, but anyway.
Yeah. My dick and my gun, bitch. Anyway, so Saturday night, good segue. Saturday night, Leafs lose 2-1 to the Ottawa Senators.
Well, yeah. Look. Couple things first before we go to that game. There's not much to talk about. 2-1 loss. Outdoor practice today. It's pretty snowy, blowy. Looking right out my front window right now. Pretty snowy, blowy night out there this evening. I guess it was still kind of not as cold as it's been, but still fairly cold.
Windy.
With the wind, for sure. So the guys were kind of being little pussies about that when they were being asked in the media, whatever, but I don't know. What'd you think at the outdoor practice? Just before you go to that, I was like, my YouTube algorithm right now is all over the fucking place. They're sending me shit that's like 6 years old and like just all kinds of crazy shit. I caught this one like back before, you know, when they built the new practice facility, like the however many pads they have in there, but they used to practice at Lakeshore Lions Arena. Remember that?
Yeah.
So this was still back. Like when the Ford MasterCard Center, whatever it's called nowadays, hadn't even been built yet. They were still practicing back at the Ford, or no, what was it called? Sorry?
Lakeshore Lions.
So this is how old this video was. And it's like Muzzin and Marner. Like Marner looks like a baby. It's Muzzin and Marner and Hyman and Nylander out front. And like they've got snowballs and they're trying to peg guys as they come out. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Like
I've never seen it.
6 years old. And they're trying to peg guys as like, they come walking out, like Tavares comes out and he like doesn't even flinch or dodge or whatever. And they end up getting a couple guys. And then someone's yelling, like I think Willie or Mitch is yelling, like, get Masters to walk out the front door. Get Masters to walk out the front door. Like Mark Masters, right? So like this is only like a 4 minute clip. But sure enough, like Mark Masters comes just rocking out the front door. And I'm thinking, are they just going to belt this guy with snowballs? They try. And what does Masters do? Picks it out of thin fucking air with his bare hand.
No way. Nice.
And they were all like, this wasn't a lob ball. Like, unlike the questions that Mark Masters asks these guys every day, lob balls. This was
a whipped one.
Like, for sure. And he just, thin air, bare hand, and they like everyone out there collectively was like, whoa, Masters, because it was an impressive, it was very impressive to
That's
see.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so had you ever seen that? Because I had not ever seen that.
You're going deep. I mean, no.
It got sent to me on my YouTube.
Been like, doing the same thing. It's been giving me like videos that are 2-3 years old. I don't know.
Anyway, I thought you'd like to hear that one because it was awesome.
I have to check it out.
I wasn't expecting the outcome. Like, I thought they were just going to get him, but no.
Well, you got to be ready.
Hand-eye coordination of Masters is much more impressive than I initially thought. Anyway, the outdoor practice. He was throwing some lob balls out there today. What'd you think?
Monday afternoon. I love the outdoor practice.
They took it away from this core city. Where'd they go? Like, they were
down 3rd and Lakeshore.
They looked way the fuck out there.
Yeah, it's probably Etobicoke. Like, it's right by their practice facility. Like, it's near there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. Looked pretty cool, I guess. The goalies weren't there. Obviously, there's all the injured guys didn't take part, but poor kids, right?
The kids loved it.
But in some pictures, I have to say, and then we can move on. This is really why I brought this up. Some kids, yes, a lot of kids, happy to see the boys. I understand that. But what I noticed, Chad,
and the hot moms. I know what you're going to say.
Hot moms floating around. So some might call them cougars. Some might call them milfs, whatever you want to say. But they're looking, you know, getting some.
Are they still cougars when you're the same age as them?
Well, they're not the same age. These kids are, like, for us, no.
Yeah, like, are they, like, they're not cougars for us.
But the Mitch and Austin and Willie, oh, yes. They're in their late 20s, right? These girls are at least 10 plus years, if not more than that, older. So, yeah, like.
Yeah, they're kooks.
Kooks, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out for anyone that didn't know what was going down there this afternoon.
There you go.
You know, wasn't just for the kids. It was also for the hot moms, everybody. So no surprise there. But anyway, I also want to bring up, you want to talk about the Rantanen trade first or after?
Let's talk about it. I mean, the Ottawa game was a shit.
The Ottawa game. And I got stuff coming on the Ottawa game. Sure. We're 10 minutes in. We haven't talked about the, we just talked about the Leafs.
Yeah, kind of.
Iced tea, hot moms, whatever. We're all over the place here. Yeah, Leafs a little bit.
Snowballs, Masters.
Well, yeah, snowballs. Masters, balls. There you go right there. Look. Oh, God. The Blockbuster trade. Who the fuck saw this coming? Like, seriously, I couldn't believe it. Sitting around Friday night. I was scrolling through social media, and I saw it, and I'm like...
It had been rumored for a long time.
Okay, but I saw it because I see a bunch of shit, and I'm like, oh, this is fake. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, same thing. But then I went over to like Elliot Friedman and I went and checked those guys' Twitter pages and they were reporting it. And I was like, oh my God. And I don't know about you, but was your first reaction like, holy fuck, Carolina won this huge?
Well, my first reaction was like, what the fuck are they doing? Speaking about Colorado, like here's a team that legitimately is only one of a handful of teams, like I guess 8. Maybe 10 teams that legitimately could win the cup. They're there. Their goaltending has been, they traded both their goaltenders because they hated it. They brought in 2 new goalies and they've been playing much better since then. But like, here's like, okay. So clearly the number was like, I still can't really wrap my head around this. Like what?
It seems like Rantanen wanted $14 million, which is more than MacKinnon.
Yeah. Okay.
But the cap's going up by $4 million, right? So percentage-wise of the cap, he'd be making less, like at the time that he signed compared to when MacKinnon signed. Okay. But it looks like Colorado's just like, we have to sign Makar, we have to sign MacKinnon, we just can't do it. And they shipped him out of town.
Do you want to know what his, I caught this today on an earlier show, you want to know what his playoff record is for Mikko Rantanen as a Colorado Avalanche?
What is it?
He's played 81 games, in 81 playoff games as an Avalanche. Guess how many points he has in those 81 games. Just take guess. One guess.
I'll say 81 point a game.
101.
Whoa.
So is that a guy you want to be trading, considering he puts up numbers like that in the playoffs?
That's not a guy I want to face in the playoffs now that he's in the Eastern Conference.
No. And what's the guy that went back from – I can't
– No, I'll let you pronounce
it. I don't know. Oh, no, I can't pronounce it properly because it's not – Is it Nekas? It's not, is it? Nasus.
There you go.
Nasus. Yeah, he hasn't. I don't know. It's a tough, like, okay, Nasus. I got it. Anyway, and they got some draft picks back, whatever. But, like, is he, I think he's played 51 career playoff games and he's got 31 career playoff points. So,
but Colorado's not done.
No, but think of, dude, they just took 101 playoff points out of that fucking lineup. Like, yeah, that's huge. That's a hole to fill, dude. I'm sorry, Drury and Nasus, that ain't cutting it. So
I don't think they're done.
Well, it doesn't seem like they want to spend any fucking money, which blows my mind when you're a team that good. They had three fucking superstars there, Makar, McKinnon, and Rantanen. Why the fuck, when you are that as good as anybody, have a chance as good as anybody to win the cup right now, do you not just fucking ride it out, man? Okay, if he walks, he walks. So fucking what? If you get another cup out of it, is that all that fucking matters anyway? What would you do? What would you have done there? Like, you can relate it to Mitch if you want, but I don't see the Leafs pulling the trigger here on a Mitch Marner trade that looked fucking something like that. I would be losing my mind.
That's what I mean. That was my first reaction to the whole trade. Is like, why did Colorado do this? It just didn't seem like enough back.
Not nearly enough.
So like, it just seemed like Carolina just walked away with the bag. Like, Chicago took half the salary. It did not make sense.
Here's the thing why it wasn't that much going back, because there was no fucking contract extension signed with the deal. It wasn't a sign and trade, so he still can fucking walk.
But at the same time, how many trade deadlines have we seen where, like, third line centers get a first round draft pick and something, you know?
Like, I know
you're only getting them, but you're getting Mikko Rantanen. You just said you're getting 101 playoff points. Carolina's getting 101 playoff points for their playoff run.
Yep.
And they gave up nothing for it.
No, not really. Nothing of, like, great significance. Second and a fourth, and then the two roster players? I don't know.
Like, we'll see how it plays out. Like, I hope Colorado has something in mind, because if that's their move, they got way worse.
Carolina won the... Well, not paying him is one thing, but do you think Carolina's going to pay him $14 million to stay? I don't think they... Like, they're cheap.
Carolina's maybe looking at it like you just said. Let's get a cup. Who gives a shit if he stays or not? Let's win a Stanley Cup. Like, if the Leafs did that, if the Leafs were like, went and got him just for a playoff run, I'd be okay.
Oh, well, they had to get the Blackhawks in there, shout out, to eat half the fucking salary to make it work, cares? Right? No, they don't care. But, like, yeah, why couldn't the Leafs have, like, oh, my God. Well, I understand it, but, like, if he goes to free agency and you're tree living and there's no Marner extension and, like, they end up shitting the bed in the first round and all that, like, just basically everything's not good. Things didn't work out the way you wanted them to.
Yeah.
You got it. Like, if you're looking at, here's Marner who wants this money and here's Rantanen who wants this money and they're both just going to take the money, you got to have a serious look at that, don't you? Like, holy, who are we talking about here? He's one of the top five players in the fucking world. Mikko Rantanen. Yep. Like, I don't know. He's a bigger body than Mitch. He plays a much different fucking style than Mitch Marner. And look at the playoff production. And he's fucking won. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, we'll see what happens here. But if it's a quick out in the first round and Mitch doesn't show again, then all this regular season will just be for naught. And I'm going to turn to fucking 96. I think that's what number he wears and try to snatch his fucking ass out of Carolina. Like, if it's going to be the same money, I don't know. Would they pay him more than Austin Matthews though? Like, that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Right. Yeah. I'm talking ranting in here.
Yeah. I can't see it. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, no matter what happens, he's going to get the money that he wants.
It's interesting.
Someone's going to pay him.
Like, this just made it a lot more interesting, though. Do you not think?
It did. It's funny because, like we talk about the Leafs. I heard someone talking about how, like, Marner and all these guys, like, they got paid and everything, and they haven't done anything. But the reason they pay them is because they're so good in the regular season. Like, you're guaranteed to get a playoff spot or whatever. Well, Rantanen is that plus a playoff performer, and even then. Colorado was like, sorry, can't do
it. Hard to understand. Anyway, whatever. Can't wait to see how that all plays out. Like, holy smokes. Like, It looks to me like he's just going to go whoever's going to pay him the most. That's what it seems like to me. Is Mitch going to do the same? Or like, you imagine having Mitch and Rantanen both, like, they didn't get a contract from their teams. They're both available and are like, someone's going to step up and pay both of those fucking guys basically whatever they want.
Yeah, so, they'll get their money.
100%. Anyway, we'll move on. But there's just so much going on there that it's like, you just don't see deals like that. Like, especially like at this time of year from two cup contenders, like,
I know.
You just don't you don't see it. I can't recall ever seeing that mid season like that. Like, you know, that's not like getting Ryan O'Reilly at the trade deadline. This is like fucking Colorado's second best player. Like,
I know.
Maybe third best player. McKinnon, McCarr, whatever. But anyway. Anything else? We'll go to the game on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the game on Saturday.
So McMahon on the top line played pretty well. He got the Leafs goal. Unfortunately, he was fine. Too bad for him that the other two guys decided to take the night off because Austin and Mitch were an absolute no-show.
I actually thought Mitch played well. I thought Austin was a no-show.
I didn't notice. I don't know, man. Like, Matthews ended up with one shot on net. Like, don't you want to just see him take a game like that over? You're playing Ottawa. I know Ottawa's fighting for their lives and all that, but you're fighting to win a division. Like,
you know what I didn't like was the fact that the game had a playoff atmosphere. It was a little chippy to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the neon knee. And just, it was just like, it had that feel. It had the old Ottawa, Toronto, the Ontario rival feel.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like was when the game got chippy, Matthews went dark. And you couldn't find him out on the ice. And I don't like that.
No.
I'm like, come on. You have to play these games. There's going to be games that are going to be chippy that the refs aren't calling anything. And I'm sorry. That's the playoffs. You got to get in there and just get it done. And he talked about like setting the tone and stuff. I'm like,
no. I know.
What tone did you set?
Oh, nowhere to be found. Like, literally ends up with one shot on net and he wasn't really even in the play. So, I can't say, like, I don't think Marner was much better. But anyway, McMahon gets the goal. I don't think he looked out of place there. He only played with those guys because Nyes was a no-go. So with Nyes out of the lineup, Tavares, Pacioretty, like, they're banged up again all of a sudden here, right? So, like, the top guys didn't score. They got no one else there that can do it right now. So,
yeah.
They lose 2-1.
It's kind of been a problem all year.
Nylander, Marner, Matthews don't get on the score sheet. You're done. That's it. Like, pack it up. We're going home. Like, it's no one else is putting it in. Not Nyes. If Nyes was playing, he might have buried one or whatever. Yeah. But past McMahon, like,
I know they had that stretch where the third line was popping in a lot of goals, and now it's not doing it right now. And you're right. If the big guys aren't scoring, or if they're not even engaged in the game, then it's really bad.
I'm going to get to like my main guy here because I'm just losing my mind with this.
I know who you're going to say.
But first, I do want to point out another dud by Morgan Riley, I thought. Absolute dud. Here's an idea. Like, maybe at least if you're going to try to keep throwing guys with him to like find something that works. So it's McCabe. Now McCabe's the guy. Like, that's where Chief is going here for the time being. Here's an idea. Like, instead of just like little baby Riley in the corner and whatever we have to do to try to make that work, make him play the fucking other side. Get him fucking.
Well, that's what I said last podcast. Jesus. Why does McCabe have to play his off wing?
Like, Morgan, you're the one that is like not playing well. So you take the fucking off. You take your offside, bud. Like, fuck this coddling fucking, like, just, you know, he'll get it going. Pat him on the back. Like, keep your head up. Keep your chin up. No, he's been fucking brutal, man. He's been brutal.
Yeah, he's had a rough go. And we did a whole thing on it last podcast about he just doesn't look very good. Hasn't looked very good all year. Hasn't looked very good in a long time, actually.
No.
I actually thought, again, on Saturday, I thought that was one of his better games because he wasn't noticeable. Like, he just wasn't making as many mistakes, and he played a shit ton of minutes, too.
He's got to be way better than that, man.
Exactly. For the money he's making and what you expect of him, he's got to be a lot better than that. He just... Yeah. It's going to be baby steps with Riley, and I hate to say it, but
I don't know.
He's somewhere mentally, and he's got to dig himself out of it.
I don't know, like, what the deep, I don't know what to do with the deep pairs. I really don't have the answer, the solution at this point, but I do know that
that's because of Riley.
Yeah. Like we're heading into February here within the handful of days. So I wouldn't be surprised next. They only got two more games this week. Wild on Wednesday and then Saturday night, Edmonton Oilers. Can't wait for that one. But I'd imagine by this time next week, Riley will be playing with Benoit, probably, I think.
Like, you think? Oh, he's just going to go through everybody?
Everybody, for sure. Like, I mean, it's my... Who hasn't he played with? I think Benoit's the only one. Yeah. So, it's like, my... Or maybe Hack and Pop magically comes back and they just... Here you go, Riley. Like, put him beside a giant and just see what the fuck happens. Like, what's the deal with him, too?
Or
like,
stop worrying about him.
Riley?
Yeah. Just stop worrying about him. Like, put Tanev and McCabe back together. They're your shutdown pair. And like
bury him.
Yeah. Whoever. No, you can still play him, but be like, you know, we got Tanev McCabe. We got whoever our next parent, like whatever other two guys are good together. And then you get this guy. That's it. End of story. Pull your weight. Do your job.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know.
Spend way too much time talking about who's going to play with Morgan Riley. Like, NHL. It's who gives a shit who's playing with each other?
We've been the entire time we've been doing this podcast, we've been talking about it like the entire time.
I know. It's crazy.
Every fucking season. And he's had his ups and downs. Like, there's been times where he played with Labushkin and looked pretty good. Played with Shen, looked pretty good. Played with Mrs. Hainsey, looked really good. Maybe the best he's ever looked. So shout out Mrs. Hainsey. Haven't seen her in a while. I hope she is doing well.
She is.
Anyway, whatever. I'm losing it with this guy. I can't, but I'm not losing it. Well, it's getting close between these two, because here's the main thing I want to talk about before we bounce the fuck out of here. Let me take a deep breath here quick. Okay.
Maximus Domimus.
On Saturday night, I saw something that made my eyeballs almost explode and pop right out of my fucking head. Okay. Max Domi was playing on the top fucking power play unit. Max Domi, 3 goals this season. 3 goals, no goals, 0 in his last 17 games. He's on pace right now for $1 million a fucking goal. He's got 3 goals this season. $4 million, little Max Domi. Should the Leafs cut the fucking ties here and trade this fucking guy? Or untradeable at this point? He'd have to just...
No, he's untradeable.
Who the fuck is looking to, who the fuck is looking to add a $4 million player who scored 3 goals, hasn't scored one in almost 20 games?
It's a three or 4 year deal. I forget.
Four, brother.
Is it four?
Yeah. This is
okay. You are definitely not trading him. No one's taking on that 4 year contract. I mean, unless you ate a lot of the salary for the full 4 years.
It's become the worst contract on the team without a fucking doubt.
There is a big reason why Max Domi has never found a long-term home in the NHL. And this is always what happens with Max. He has a pretty good season. Teams sign him. Then they bounce him. And he gets traded. He's played for half the league.
It's February in 4 days. He's got 3 goals. I mean, literally $1 million a goal. Yeah. $1 million a goal.
I know people will say that he's a playmaker first, but I don't care. 3 goals is just, that's not cutting it.
Not this year, he's not.
No, he's not even making plays out there. I mean, maybe you could just look at the positive, since you're not going to get rid of him, and hopefully...
Well, why not? Why not get rid of him?
Well, who's going to take on that four-year contract?
Okay, so two separate questions. Should the Leafs be looking to trade this guy? I say yes. What says you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you think in part of a package, maybe they have to eat a little bit of it? I don't know. Like, whatever you got to do, basically, because, like, okay, I've got an alternative.
I hate those moves. I hate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're saying. And GMs do it all the time. But I absolutely hate sacrificing top picks or prospects to get rid of contracts.
Okay.
So, like, I think.
Okay.
Tree Living made the mess. He shouldn't be allowed to burn something to fix it. Like, he shouldn't be allowed to be like, all right, well, I did this. So, we're going to give up, you know, whatever. We're going to trade him in a package with a good prospect or a first round pick or something. Like, they did that in the past. I'm like, you made the mess. Find a way out of it. Find a way out of that contract.
I agree. Okay. So without a resolution, like, I think they should trade him. If they can trade him, I would do it. Depending on, like, what, like, I don't really care what comes back. I just want the fucking money to spend on someone else who plays fucking better than Max Domi.
Yeah.
That's all I fucking care about. But let's say not movable, or the Leafs don't see the problem that fucking we see, and they're just like, oh, he'll find it in the playoffs, or blah blah blah, whatever.
Well, that's what I think they're thinking. I think they're thinking he'll find it in the playoffs, or he brings that element, that toughness, that grittiness that they don't have.
Yeah, okay, fair. Like, that is a fair assessment. But for the time being, I would say this. If the solution is, like, if the management doesn't think it's a problem, and they're just, like,
they'd
cool
think
with
a problem.
Yeah, they'd have to. But if they're, like, not interested in shopping him or trying to deal him, the only way that I can see them getting anything out of this fucking guy is you have to bump him up to play with Mitch and Austin. You have to do it. You have to fucking do it. Like,
I know what you're saying. Get him going.
You have to.
You got to get him engaged and get him feeling good. Like, get his confidence going. Get him putting some points up.
Like, it's not really fair to move Nyes away from there. But if you want to get something out of fucking Domi, I don't see there being any other way to do it than he plays on the wing with Mitch and Austin, and then I would facilitate it down from there. I'd probably play Nylander, Tavares, and Pacioretty because I like that. You could set up a third line of McMahon, Nyes, and Minton.
Sounds great.
Fourth line, maybe Duer when he's healthy with Kampf and Lorenz. Robinson, you're out.
And sounds great.
Revo, you're out.
Sounds great. Hypothetical. Sounds great.
I don't have any other. I'm just
let's say you put him up there. It's horse shit.
Ugh.
Then what? Because, you just have to look at the positive and hope that he brings some sort of gritty, like he's that guy that gets under people's skin in playoff time.
If you put him, okay, fair. But if you put him up there and it's no Biano, that's, I can't pronounce words tonight. I don't know, whatever.
No Biano.
No. How do you, what's the phrase?
Biano.
No Biano. Oh, okay, so okay.
You just said no Biano.
Okay, you know what I meant. You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Okay, so if they put him up on the top line and it does not work out and he can't get it going, then you barely
wait. If it's why did you say no Biano?
I don't know.
If you can't pronounce the word, why do you try to say it?
No, I usually
say anything else.
No, I usually can pronounce it. For some reason here, I'm all flustered.
You
threw out, well, what if they put him up there with Mitch and Austin and it doesn't work out? So that made me very flustered. Like if it turns out to be no Biano.
But that's what pops in your head, that word. That's Nick. I don't think I've known you since you were 7 years old. I don't think I've ever heard you say that word.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. If it's a no go, if they do that and it's a no go, you have to bury him on the fourth line. That's all you can do at that point. You bury him on the fourth line, you play him 4 or 5 minutes a fucking night.
Yeah.
And you bolster the fourth line like Reeves, Domi, Lorenz, and you just go with like a gritty fourth line. I'm out of options after that. You're out of options because nothing else. Like $1 million man. That's
$1 million. Yeah, $1 million a goal.
$1 million a goal. Can you fucking imagine that? Can you imagine?
Amazing. That? Imagine Austin got $1 million a goal.
Oh fuck. Anyway. I'm done. I'm done with this one. Let's wrap it up. Unless you got anything else.
No, I got nothing else. It's kind of
No Biano for me.
No Biano.
The rest of this one.
I'm telling you, Max. If it doesn't work on the first line, no Biano. I don't even know what that means.
I just think it means like no go, not happening, not working.
Before we go, everybody, I'm just going to Google it real quick.
This is what it means.
No Biano.
Not happening. Not working out. Not going your way. Not going to happen. That's what it means.
Oh, okay. We're both saying it wrong. I just like to share my screen for a second here.
How do you say it?
Listen, I'll have Google. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
No bueno.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, that was pretty fucking close, dude.
No bueno.
No. No bueno. No bueno.
That was pretty close. That was pretty close.
I put an I instead of a U. I was no Biano, but it's no bueno.
No Biano. version. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
oh,
go.
Jesus Christ. For the Tim and Maple Leafs podcast.
No, hang on. No bueno.
I'm not playing it again.
Okay, let's go.
You'll get
let's
it.
Just go.
Jackson,
go oh, did you get the meaning though? What is the meaning? Not happening, not working good. Out. Not good. Not the best.
But you could have just said best. Not good. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to broaden things out here. I'm trying to spread things out here. Trying.
Or you've been swiping on the Spanish ladies on Tinder. For the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. While you're on the YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment, and hit the bell so you get notified every time we post a video. Email us, thetipinpodcast@gmail.com. We're still waiting on getting more videos and audio clips. So if you want to rant about the team or your life or anything in general, send us an audio clip or a video of yourself, tarp off, tarp on, doesn't matter, to thetipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
Dale.
We will.
Hey, it's going to be a wild night on Wednesday night when the Minnesota Wild come into town. Can't wait to see what happens there. But hey, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Go Leafs, go. Max Domi.
No bueno.
No biano. I can't fucking say it. Catch you guys later.
You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave.